The rights organisation Sexual Minorities in Uganda, better known by their acronym SMUG, says gays, lesbians and bisexuals in Uganda have suffered abuse, neglect and violence, and they want to be left alone. SMUG representative Lawrence Miseda said these people are not doing anything wrong.
We are not harming anyone. We are requesting them to let us live in peace. We're just trying to let them know that what we are requiring is understanding, and for them to give us peace so that we talk to them, because most of them are talking out of ignorance.
Miseda was speaking in reaction to an anti-gay demonstration Tuesday by a coalition of Christian, Muslim and Baha'i groups. The protesters carried placards with anti-gay messages demanding the deportation of an American journalist, Catherine Rubos, who is an intern with the Daily Monitor newspaper in Kampala. She had been assigned to cover gay issues in Uganda as part of her internship. Last week, she covered a news conference held by SMUG, the first of its kind in the country, where the group demanded recognition. The conference and the subsequent news coverage triggered the reaction from the religious groups who say they are fighting against a campaign to promote homosexuality in the country, which they say is brought in by outsiders. But Maseda says homosexuality in Uganda does not come from abroad.
We have people from deep within the villages who don't even speak English, and they haven't had any exposure with any white person or any Western ideas. They should accept us just the way our forefathers did, because same-sex relationships were there in the African tradition.
Homosexuality is illegal in Uganda, carrying a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. The anti-gay protesters say there is unfair international pressure on the government to review the law in anticipation of their hosting of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in November. But Ethics Minister Mr. James Nsamba Baturo said last week that gays, lesbians and bisexuals will not be given equal rights, and homosexuality will not be legalised. Malcolm Webb, for Voice of America, Nairobi.